Grunde sein, als unter der Hagor. Zumindest without the Hagor, but it's good to have a look and just see what he says here. A little for sure, but let's see what we can get from it. So we spoke yesterday about the aspect of Nigun, the Shir Mizmor. Mizmor is the Nigun, the underlying mysteries of music. So he says like this in the Agon, some of Zion, any Roy Loimed over there, I'm not fitting to say this. And I'm only coming to just make a suggestion in front of Chachomim. It seems in my humble opinion, in our generation, Do Yosum, Kimat She'ein Lanu Shum Hasoga B'kol Sugyas HaNigun. We don't have any grasp, any understanding of the sugya of Nigun Bichlal, which is quite a big statement. In order to feel, to understand and feel the depths that is expressed by Nigun, that which is expressed through Nigun is from the hidden aspects of the Torah. And the hidden aspects of the nefesh. And people, according to our level, people on our level, he's talking about himself, have got no way of touching it either. We do she'echad me'advarim ha'mushaychim esaleiv ma'od hu'a nigun. You know that the heart is very drawn after. You're listening carefully there, Rabbi. He's a pretty competent musician. Are you listening? Oh, what's his name again?
Hill.
Are you listening to what I'm saying here? Yeah, and I'm just saying, Yurigao understands a little bit about Nigun, so that's why this is interesting. This is not a Kiddush for me. I don't know nothing. No, he's talking about, okay. It's known that one of the things that draws us, that connects to us deeply, ma'od ma'od, is Nigun. Most people are drawn off to hearing a nice nigun, a nice tune. There a lot of people that spend a lot of time, waste a lot of time maybe even on this subject, listening to music. Big business as well. Oh, Aval Nira, the Moshul Amad of a diamond. Loisa echad shehichris. Min shereitz zav sheyov alay habayta. Obo kulam b'amoneim. Somebody puts up a petek, and he says, "Anybody who wants gold, come to my house. Come to my house." So imagine there was a queue outside. A lot of people came. Loime lo matir sheni ten lechazaha. Chinam lekol doyrish. I said, I've got a lot of gold in my house. I didn't think I would give anybody. If you're prepared to pay, you get it. You put up a sign saying, I've got lots of gold in my house. Anybody wants to come, come. Everybody arrives there. He said he was going to give you gold. He said, I've got a lot. And if you want to come, you want it, you pay. So that's a marshal. What's the nimshal? Hanigun machris voime, man boime kupnimius. Nigun proclaims somebody wants depth, you want pnimius. Kanufi to kula alma lagbir va amru le have lain chai. The call echad bolishma nigun. Everybody in the whole world comes. they want laugh. And everybody comes to listen to the nigun. At the end, everybody goes home empty-handed. You know why? Who today has a heart open to hear what the nigun's really saying? אחר כרבע שעה, או קריאה, מסתכל לתפוס את הגמורה וללמוד בחשק מחודש. We know the fact, we've seen that somebody opens up a Mesilis Yishori, Mechoy Mesilavobis, opens up some sefer of Yira, of Musa, of Chassidus. He learns for 15 minutes, he opens up his Gemara with a new Cheshik. He comes to his Gemara with a new Cheshik. Aval od ronayinu shachre erev shire Chassidus, one of those evenings of music, you know, these musical evenings. Shemitecha alofim tibilu sham sholt rabot. Amongst the thousands that wasted there many, many hours, Shafilu echad yechavan darkim o'ilam lebeis ha-midrash mikoyach yisoyer shol kedusha shekibol bo'is ha-mamed. Nobody left the hall where it was happening and went straight to the Beis Midrash and learned with new chesed from the yisoyeris he got from the music that they played there. וכשיועצי תקליט חדש עם ניגונים מרגישים שבין תוירה אחרי חצי שעה של שמיע סניגון, תומה לך נפשי, וביתה אליין בעבדך באמס, כשתום ייקח בתפילס מנחה, הסמוך יתפלל בהתרחשות וחשק. We spent half an hour singing תומה לך נפשי, ביתה אליין בעבדך באמס, then he goes to daven מנחה. Notice the difference in your מנחה, rare occurrence. ולבאתי להר חסבי למח השיר של שבתות ויומים טובים וזמני שמחה שהיינו בכלל הנידון. לא גם אם תוקע בעצמירות וסימון שבס ונת שמחה ונת... לא, לא, לא. אבל הבומוס החדש. מה שגם בני תאירה מרשים לעצמן לשבס ולשמוע כסתות. וכל שראים בדרך בנסיעה במכונית. ומוקר משמיע איזה דרושה בטייפ. על האוטו, instead of listening to some shir or whatever, they listen to music. שרמים ניגונים ומבלים על זה שעות רבות. Today already, you don't even speak like this. If you'd written the safe, he would have left this out, because we lost that war long ago. When he wrote the safe, he was talking about this. This was a big struggle. We were losing many bochrim to a thing called Jewish music. Today we've lost them already. It was this, I don't know, 20 years ago, 25 years ago.
What's so bad?
The Lord bought the Irish of a derech clouds, a bitl toire, but a rosa, and a rosa, the bitl's man, pshuta, kamashmois, the yodea, ech, shahazal, hapligu, bachum rosa, yosef, yosef, mikol. But you mean, besides the bitl toire, and besides the trace music that they're listening to, And it's just the whole thing is whatever. Anyway, like I said, we've lost that war. Nobody can even hear what he's talking about today. But no, no, you can't. I said we lost that war. That war was a terrible war. Yochatzka Levenstein saw it happening. He saw it was going to happen. He stopped them singing Zmiras in Ponovitz. You know that? He said he's not talking about that. But Yochatzka saw where it was going. He saw where it was going. Kasteda. Let's go fighting. Maybe Yovin, you don't understand, you don't understand. Today, it's not even a question for the music, it's not even music. He's talking about good kosher music. Today, there is no good kosher music. So what are you going to talk about? You take some garbage that you dredged out of the sewers of the worst vomit that the goyim vomited out, and you put some psukim from David HaMelech on it, and you call that Jewish music.
And it's a promise to us.
Come on. Of course, of course. Yours as well and mine as well, Nachon. I told you we lost that battle. Pagia on the Samach test. Just telling you, it's, no, I'm not about Mark. I'm about you and our mate for our children. Don't have a clue anymore what music they play. That's off, that's off. Again, it's got to be used like anything else. It has to be used intelligently. While your wife's busy cooking or whatever, and she wants to listen to music, don't go switch off the tape. The problem is, what are they listening to? What are they listening to? And what do you have a problem? Yeah, you've got teenage children, so you can't even hear what anybody is listening to because the noise is so loud. I'm not saying that's on music. I don't know how you deal with these problems. I'm not trying to solve the problem. This is not the Ramor. No, the Ramor died a little bit before the sacred.
Okay, so
Hagor just means That's all. Agor just means a teacher. The Agor in the Shulchan Aruch is the Ramon. Yeah, it's him himself. It's just a little footnote. Footnote. That's what the Agor means. Agor means footnote. Okay. I don't know, 20 years ago, over 20 years ago, the book started coming out talking about the music and what music was or what it was. There was a guy in Bnei Brak, Fogel, who was the big mumch with these things and whatever. And whatever. So they try to struggle, you know, try to fight that battle. They lost it. We lost a lot of battles along the way. A few people who got the message hopped around and don't go. They know there's good kosher music as well today. There's beautiful kosher music. You just have to know where to find it and how to find it. But it's good kosher music. It's good kosher music. We'll talk about phones afterwards. We'll talk about phones afterwards. Okay. Said I. I'll just read the. I want to get weiter. I'll just read the thing. Einu roi loy medob is there, but eini bo elad kemetzia lifnei chachomim. I'm just coming to make a ha'ora, an observation in front of chachomim. That's it. My Torah. I'm learning sharim betfil. Good. So he knows me already. I don't need to. Don't ask me these questions. I don't know what this is. The Goyish music we listened to 40 years ago is more kosher than the Jewish music. Okay? And that's on the recording and it's in quote if you want. Let's learn the Samach Tes Pagia. There's good, beautiful kosher music out there today. I'm not saying, no, find it. Listen to it. If you're not learning anyway, for sure. But if it's in the place of your learning, then no, that's a problem. He's not talking. You see, that's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Let's try and get a definition of the word. I don't translate it. Pagia means to touch, to meet, to encounter. Well, let's see what this is. A very interesting type of tefillah, this, that you have to yell all the way till the end, because if you get stuck in the middle, you can get into trouble. A pagia hi riboy bekoshres ba'akshanut kedai lahasig dova tzarich lo ma'od. You hear that? Pagia is a davening and davening and davening with akshanut. I translate akshanut, stubbornness. With stubbornness in order to get what you need. Again and again, you mumbled, you akshanut, stubbornness. Bechemim Farage Rashi. What's that word?
A rot.
Oh, but Rus, Master Ksiv. Al tiv go be miloshen hat sapsara. Then the velakesh lachzol, a vakesh od va od atche kiviochel kilo enen noisen manuche, the shalva lav yisparach atche yase bekoshosse. You don't let Hashem rest for 1 second. You're bugging him and bugging him and bugging him and making him a shug. You're driving him nuts, kiviochel. Until he just says, all right, I could already. So what are we talking about here? No, this doesn't resonate. The kachayis tefilas Moshe Rabbeinu v'shalom. Moshe Rabbeinu shachab ba'od b'mini b'koshes v'taino is kaminyan v'eschonon likanes le'eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu davened 515 tefilas to go into Eretz Yisrael, and not one was the same. He just said, "Please, please, please," 515 times. That doesn't get mentioned in the Torah. Each one was a different tefilah. He came from this angle, from that angle, from this angle, that angle, da, ba, 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 ba. That's the gematria of Eschanan. 515 tefillahs. Until Hashem said to him, please don't daven the 516th, because then I have to let you into Eretz Israel, and that's a disaster. So he didn't have in the 516th, knowing that if he would, he would have been answered. You do that. Because of Betvilas Moshe, בפרשת כיסיסו, ואתה אני חולי. נעלי מי אלון השם סיסטי, ודור של חזל, אמר רב אבאו, אילמה לא מיקרא כוסו ואיף שלא אמרה. Had the posuk not said this, it would be also to say such a thing. Melamed shetofsu moishu lakodesh bohu ka'adem shu teifes is chavei rebe bigdoi. It's chazal, it's a gemara in broch, in brochus, daf lamed beis. It's like somebody grabs hold of his friend's jacket, va'oma lefonov, riboyni shaloylam, ein ani manicho ad shetimchol v'tislach lehem. This is by the Cheta Egel, this is Pasha. I'm not letting go, I'm not letting you go until you forgive them. Akshanut. Tochen v'yitzakose v'yase. V'pirish Rashi harbe v'patsir betfila. Koda, ba, 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 ba. V'chein b'chana. Chana, all our tefila, everything we daven, we learn from Chana. She'abose betfila ma'od ad she'tmilole b'kashaso. She increased davening and davening and davening until she got what she wanted. She nema, bo vahaya ki harbosa litpalel. Ki harbosa litpalel. Daven and daven. She davened and davened and davened and davened again and again and again and again. Again. V'lamdu chazal, mikan shekol hamabe betfila nena. Kol hamabe betfila nena. I once heard from an chochem, he said, if you're not davening for the thing anymore, it's a sign you don't want it. You've been asking for it, you've been asking it for 10 years. So you stop asking already. And you don't want it anymore. Because if you want it, you keep asking. V'chein doshu chazal, mi'aposuk, gam ki tarbu tfila eineni shomeya, even if you'll increase your tfila, I won't listen. We can't shakola ma'ab betfila nena. From yeah, you yeah. That's the duke from the pasuk. That whoever is ma'ab betfila, you get answered. Because Hashem has to tell them, even if you do ma'ab betfila, I'm not going to hear. That means ma'ab betfila. I normally do yeah, but yeah, I'm not going to. V'chei noga kol hakadoshim kasher rotzel asig dove ma shaharvu betfila ad shekolash bochu oiser rutzaynom. That was the kadosh. That's what they did again and again and again. How long did Avraham Avinu and Sarah daven for children for? Was there a commercial ben Hanehav El Aviv? He's a child, his son, beloved by his father. Shim ach yar be la pizza ba Aviv lo heref, ein dover shelo yoichel asik mimenu. A kid knows there's nothing he won't get out of his parents. It's not bad for him. I'm not going to get him big as much as he wants. You don't even poison. But if it's not bad, whatever, he'll beg you for a bicycle and I want a bicycle, but eventually he'll get a bicycle. You know, you're gonna eventually he'll get through to you. Even the shirt off your back you'll give him. We're not fitting, we don't deserve it. The fima seinu. It is kabel tefila seinu. Afilu achi emole Hashem es kol mishlo seinu. Imach ein adobel rason. Of course, if it's not bad for us. But if even you don't deserve it, but you keep going for it, you beg, you go, you daven, you beg, you daven, da, 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 eventually you'll break through. There is interesting, one of the, it's in the Midrash, I never seen the Midrash, but I heard from an Adam Godel, Maud. One of the 515 fillers of Moshe Rabbeinu was Hashem, please, let me inherit Israel, even if I'm just going to be a bird sitting on the tree twittering. But I want to be in Eretz Yisrael. So I have a kasha for you. Nothing to do with this. Moshe Rabbeinu, where was Moshe Rabbeinu holding? Baspalamira. Ne'eman b'kol Beisi. He had the keys to the whole higher world. He was living with Hashem Mamash Dovuk, like this. Yeah? So you want to come to Eretz Yisrael, what's the problem? You have Hashem like Mamash Ratya? Ratya, Baspalamira. Seeing Hashem with brilliant clarity. Mama's real. No filters, no interferences. Real. We don't know what that means. We can't even imagine what that is. That's how he was living. So what's the big deal? You're going to show you aren't going to soul. You're holding it now. You're living in the heavens. My, what do you care where you've been able to soul or not? What's the big deal? A few more mitzvahs, a few less mitzvahs, but said it, but you're in Olam Haba already. What's the problem? What's Olam Haba? You're with Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu's with Hashem already. says who? Chasam Sefer. I'm pretty sure it's the Chasam Sefer. You learn from here that the Kalitz, the ground of Eretz Yisrael, is more Kodesh than the Shemaim of Chutzlar. Because most of it was in Shemaim. Where in Chutzlar? And if to be a bird twitching on the tree in Eretz Yisrael, they'd be in the Shemaim of Chutzlar. So know where you live. And now if you want to get on the plane, then go, come on. No problem.
Thanks for the physics.
The Chaim
Oh, yes.
No, we don't know what that means. Well, we're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah. That's what he was governing for. Responsibility is very big. It's easier to live in Chutz La'aretz. Yeah, the responsibility is very big. Who?
That was the point.
What that means.
Like,
go and explore that. That's a very powerful question. But you ready?
You can't come to me also.
The Ine Betainus, Dav Ches, the Mayor of Ishmul Ba Nechamani, Avikafna Vemusna. There was famine and dever. And don't translate it as pestilence. Dever.
Pestilence, sorry.
Pestilence.
Of course.
What the heck is pestilence? Rahman al Islam. Amri. Hechinavi, the boy Rahma is Rabbi Loefsha. Libay Rahmana Amusna Vakafa Nisbo. Somebody translates this for us, maybe not. Wait. Ah, Shkoya. There was famine and plague. Oh, that's a better word. There's plague. I prefer pestilence, but anyway. What shall we do? Manasseh. We can't govern for mercy over two matters. I don't know, I'm learning the Gemara. Let's just hear what the Gemara says. Therefore, we'll pray over the plague, the devil, and we'll suffer the famine. And Rosh Shmuel Bachmani said, no, you should daven for the famine, because when the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives satiety, when he gives food and whatever, he gives it to the living. Why does Hashem give food? He doesn't give food to dead people. He gives food to living people. If you're davening for food and Hashem gives you food, we will live. And therefore Hashem will protect the people from the plague as well. Means in the tefillah for ochel is already, Hashem will have to take care of the plague as well. And what's the source that you shouldn't daven for two things? Because it says in the Pasuk in Ezra, we fasted and we requested from Hashem for this. It means there was something else. They davened for this. It means there was something else. Mikal de'ikachrisa. Bamora amri mishmir de'rebi chagai. And that's his soul. They learned from this. Hashem Reb Chagai. Miacha, from the Pasuk in Daniel. Daniel is important to learn. It's all about what we're going through now. In Daniel, it says like this.
To pray for mercy.
One second. Again, the same duke. To pray for mercy from Hashem of heaven over this secret. There was another one. There were two things, but only done for one.
Well, Yaakov Avinu.
Baruch, if you just have a bit of patience. Abraham Avinu, slow down. Baruch Shekavanta. What does it mean that you can't daven for two things? You don't have to go to Avraham Avinu, just go to Bechik. There's 13 brochas that are bakoshas. Without calling bakoshas with tachnum, the kolayri chatfila. You know, you say lang tachnum afterwards, there's bakoshas, the old tefillah, there's dozens of bakoshas. And you have to say those 13 at least. So, what do you mean you can't ask for more than one thing? I'll make you daven for 13 things every day. At least. So, what do you mean you can only ask for one thing? It'll make your shmon esra a little bit short. You know how much time you could save? Get them half an hour early for breakfast. That would be gewaldig. Just choose one of the 13, ask for that, and go home. What's this whole arichas? Ela pirushu. They weren't talking about davening. They were talking about making a fast, making a tainus on something specific. But there they said you don't daven for two things. Because you need a specific tefillah. And all your energy focused like a laser beam, all your koiches for that thing dafke. If you're going to split it into two, you're going to lose the intensity of both. But in Shmona Esrei, you daven for whatever you have to daven for. Each one you daven for specifically. There they were talking about a fast. Uksiba etzal Avram Avinu, ve'yigash Avram, mefarash Rashi, v'tzanu gisha le'milchama, le'pius, u'le'tfila. Ve'yigash, that Losh of Yigash Ba'Avram was a Gisha Le'milchama, Le'Pius, U'Le'Tfila. Three things. War. Pius is appeasement. And Davening, Tfila. L'Kol Eile Nichnas Avram, L'Dova Kashot, Le'Pius, U'Le'Tfila, Adkan. Hinei. Muskarim Kan, Shloisha Ofnei Tfila. There's three types of Tfila here. That's how we got to where we wanted to get to. We're in the paragraph, the chapter dealing with Pagia. Pagia is tfila, but tzura shel milchama. What does that mean? Shetzurosa klali si rikus kola koichus kula kedei likvoish amda mesuyemes. You take all your koyach, and you focus it and you put it into conquering one thing. Wars have a very clear goal. In a war, you want to capture a certain place. You can't just throw arrows wherever you want. You've got to focus and aim your firepower to that specific place. You put all your koyachos of fighting into that goal. To the exponential size of the koyach that you put into that goal, you win. And that's this type of tefillah. Rikus kol koiches ha'adam al dover mesuyam sheroitzel asigoy. Total focus, all your energy, all your koiches focused into one thing that you want to attain. Ad sheyasig materosoy shetezkabel tzvilav yam. Until you get what you were asking for. New type of tefillah we didn't know about. You take all your koiches, every ounce of your energy, your focus, your work, your concentration, and you focus it like a laser beam, almost like a laser beam, onto that one thing you want. Forget about everything else. Don't ask me questions. What's being said? You go into your corner now and work it out for yourself. I don't know how you do this. Tell you what he says. No, we don't have Abraham Avinu. All your koiches, then you go down in Shmona Esrei and you ask for 13 things. But you want one thing? You put all your koichas, all your energy into that thing, that's called pagia.
When will the for you. God, this is how.